This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, you can always send your submissions to amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. That's the email, or slide into our DMs on any social media and hopefully we find it, because that's what she did. She wants to know if she's a jerk for stealing the pillows, but hold on, hear her out. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I listen to you all every day on my walks as a podcast. Awesome. She said, I don't need the music, just you all to keep me company. Thank you. Yes, we post the entire show every day, all in one chunk. So you can listen to Allie and DZ every single part of the show afterwards. It's posted on the Odyssey app, among other places. Okay, so she said, I don't need the Kissmas protection program, but most people have trouble pronouncing my name. So just call me Pammy Pillows, or whatever creative name the listeners come up with. I went to my 25th college reunion this weekend and stayed in the dorms with my friends. It's a whole weekend thing with fun events like an alumni parade, dance party, cocktail hours, and I had a great time catching up with friends I hadn't seen in decades. But my room was missing a pillow. Housekeeping was supposed to provide linens and pillows for the rooms, and they had turned off the heat, and it was freezing in the dorms because of the unseasonably cold weather in Massachusetts. So I had a really bad night of sleep the first night between the cold, the dorm room mattress on top of a missing pillow, and the other alumni being loud in the common room partying late into the night. I don't blame them for having fun. I would have joined them if I wasn't exhausted from my flight. The next afternoon, I noticed the room next to me was empty, but they had two beds and two pillows. So I thought surely whoever was going there to stay there would be there by now. And I figured they had canceled their plans, so I took their pillows. My head was much more comfy, looking for a better night of sleep. But around 11:30 p.m., I heard the door open and voices coming from the next door. They showed up. I felt so guilty leaving them with no pillows, but I had already put my wet hair on the pillow I took and couldn't bring myself to give them back. Not to mention I was already snuggled in and had PJs on. So am I the jerk? Am I the jerk for stealing their pillows and not giving them back when I found out they showed up for the reunion after all? Yes, yes, you are. I mean, honestly, housekeeping's the jerk, but we can't blame them because you're the one stealing pillows here. So I don't know, Pammy Pillows. We're going to have to let everybody else decide. 414-533-1037. I'll steal pillows even when I know they belong to people. I mean, seriously, don't we all want to like have a good night's sleep? She does sign at the end. She said, love you all. Hope DZ's surgery goes pretty well and he recovers quickly. Would love to hear Ed, the IT guy, fill in as a guest host. Well, Ed's not here yet or else I would have brought him in for this one. But she also says at the end that she got over her guilt pretty quickly when her friend made the point that they woke her up and continued being loud for an hour. So she's kind of justifying, well, it's okay I stole their pillows because they're loud and they're late and this and that. Is she the jerk, though, for stealing the pillows from the other room? It's similar to if there was a hotel room. You check in, all of a sudden your pillows are gone. Nobody knows where they are. The girl next door is with wet hair sleeping on it. How do we feel about this? I'm going to read your text for sure. You can, like I said, text. Oh, wait. Somebody said, well, going to that reunion was your first mistake. Okay, you guys. 414-533-1037. Is Pammy Pillows the jerk for stealing the pillows from the dorm room next door at her college reunion? There's a lot going on here.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Pammy Pillows, that's the name she's going to have today. Pammy Pillows wants to know if she's a jerk for stealing pillows at the college reunion. Sarah in Maguanago said, not the jerk. Sleep is important. Betty in Waukesha said, and these are all on the text line, by the way, even if you aren't 100% sure someone's coming back to the room, you should always leave a pillow out for another person just in case. Yikes. Well, we're going to go straight to the phones this morning. I'm going to start with Kaylee in Watertown. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Hi. Did you hear this? Pammy pillows. She stole the pillows and she knew what she was doing. She did it two nights in a row. Okay. And she, with no remorse.
Yeah. I'm okay. So I need some good sleep. And when I don't have pillows, I don't get good sleep. I had horrible sleep last night, pinched nerve in the neck, so I can relate. So, okay.
So, wait, not the jerk or jerk for stealing the pillows?
I think she's the jerk because, yes, she needs good sleep, but what about the people who came and then they didn't have pillows?
That's the moral dilemma. Do we care about those people? Do we, though?
Yeah. And maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. I guess, could she not have gone to ask, like, the housekeeping people, like, hey, I'm missing the pillow.
Right.
Can I have my pillow? I don't know.
Well, I guess that could have been the actual solution instead of stealing it from another room. But let's be real. Think about that's not the question, but think about this.
Yeah.
You're at a restaurant, Kaylee, and you need ketchup. And the ketchup's out, and you see another bottle on another table.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't go grab the other table's bottle. You And you move on with your life, and you don't go, man, what about the next guy if he needs ketchup at table four? You don't care. And we don't care about the pillows, yet you say jerk.
Very true. I might have to change it then.
Then if you change it, I'm going to law school. I swear to you, Kaylee. If I convince you to change your mind. No, it's okay. You stand your ground. You say jerk. Jerk overall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kaylee. Have a great day in Watertown, okay?
Yeah, you too. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm going to go to Teddy in Shorewood. Teddy, you're only 12, but right? 12? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're a character, so welcome to Am I the Jerk once again. How you doing?
pretty good. At first, I was thinking not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But that, because like with that, if you were to not the jerk, I get that you would need like your sleep and everything, you're also stealing the pillows and now
stealing.
People can't get their sleep.
Little abrasive,
you're
going jerk for stealing the pillows from the room next door. Okay. You guys are both saying jerks. Is this going to be a clean sweep today, Teddy? I don't know. Do you care if someone takes... Does you care? Hopefully. Okay. Goodbye, Teddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. So you can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said, there were two pillows left. She's not the jerk. Yeah, but then the people who came late never got their pillows. That was part of the problem. So I'm going to take our final caller, see if it's going to be a clean sweep or not. Lisa in West Allis. Uh-oh.
Warming again.
Your theme song's warming up today, let me tell you.
Oh, slow day at work, man. Slow day at work.
I don't mind. We're here to entertain. Listen, so Lisa, we've had two jerks. Pammy Pillows stole the pillows from the room next door at her college reunion, and then they showed up and she didn't admit that she stole the pillows. Jerk or not the jerk?
Given the fact that I was giving extra pillows off my bed to my friends this weekend to be nice, she's a jerk.
You did?
I did. I was like, oh, there's not an extra pillow for the pullout. Let me give you one of mine.
Oh, I've done that. It's the worst. But I wouldn't give them all up. I'll tell you that much, Lisa. You can spare one.
I give one of them and say you might want to bring a pillow. I'll give it extra nights.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than not having enough pillows if that's your thing, for sure. So, okay, so Lisa, you're sticking with jerk, though.
Yeah, because housekeeping can get extra pillows. If she wanted an extra pillow, get your own dang extra pillow. That's how I'm looking at it.
She said, somebody texted in, said, not the jerk. How was she supposed to know someone would come into the room late at night? Fair.
They were still invited.
Mm-hmm. And you knew somebody was invited. She just assumed they weren't showing up. Okay, well, you know what? Screw it. You guys say jerk. I'm leaving it a clean sweep today. Clean sweep, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right. So that's it. Jerk, clean sweep. I thought somebody was going to say not the jerk, but okay. Fine with me. I'm reading your text right now. Bella in Kenosha said, in the words of DZ, not your chair, not your problem. Get that sleep. Not the jerk. Well, jerk on the air, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.